Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Come on.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So, go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
All right, y'all. What's up? What's up? It's Time and Cafe, so check it out. We're going to jump into it right away. The week's almost over. We don't want y'all to get 30 days, so this is a remix with Kanye West and T-Pain. It's called Good Life. You've already missed Unbelievable to help these people get their woo-sign on.
I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I got y'all. I got y'all. Your girl got you.
All right, let's do it. Monstrously. Time and Cafe. Yeah.
We love
y'all.
We love y'all.
Switch the style up, and if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. We like the girls who ain't on TV, cause they got more
ass than the models, ass than the models, ass than the models, ass than the, ass than the, ass than the models, ass than the models, ass than the models, ass than the, ass than the, ass than the models, ass than the models, ass than the models, ass than the, ass than the, ass than the models, ass than the models, ass than the models, ass than the, ass than the models, ass than the, ass than the models.
I'm a cafe. Well, there are no
y'all
menus,
ready?
But you will be served what you are deserved. So welcome to the show. So, all right, y'all, you know what the number is. If you want to get in on the woosah and vent, let people, you don't have to put out no names, but get the problems off your chest, because that's where you end up having to need therapy, right? It's unbelievable when you hold it in and you don't release it. You need some place to vent. And woosah.
Two four three nine six four nine is that number to come sit on our couch. I'll say it again. 424-243-9649 plus one. Come sit on our couch. We got y'all.
Right, right. So all right, check it out. I think we got Jazzy B over here. Oh, oops, my bad. Let me say it right. The ambassador, Jazzy B. Get it, the ambassador.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
How you doing, mama?
Hey, Miss Unbelievable. Hi, Ambassador. How are you?
Girl, I am.
You am?
I am. That's all I'm gonna say. I am.
Oh, okay.
A lot of things.
One of those ones. Uh oh.
I am a lot of things.
Are you? Okay.
Hey,
y'all, it is an
call dive into that.
Hey.
We gonna dive into that. I like that. We gonna dive in. Woo! Get the swimming in that. That little comment. I like that. Yeah.
So, all right. So, let's see. We got music to help the people woo style. We got some conversation coming up. We got the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. Maybe we can see if the ambassador let us in on her day and see what's going on.
Ooh.
Cause just the way Ooh. She said it. When somebody say, how you doing? Well, and I'm just going to leave it at that. You know it was a hell of a day.
Right?
All right. Maybe we can get into some of that. See what Miss Unbelievable got going on. I got some new airline stuff to tell you guys about. As you guys know, I'm going over to London, Paris, Amsterdam, all this stuff coming up here in just a bit. There's something I just found out with the airline, something you can do that a lot of y'all be like, what? Because I was like, what? When I found out about it. So stick around and maybe we'll have our what section. And we got much, much more coming up. Let's see. What's some of the things that we're going to touch on when it comes to this who's bumping who and who's getting fat gossip lifestyle, there, Miss Unbelievable. What's some of the things we're going to touch on tonight?
Well, okay, so we're going to touch on, you know, R. Kelly and his ex-wife share the details about her abuse. We're going to talk about Tension. Is that how you say his name? Tension? Tashone, how he predicted his, that sounds great, how he predicted his death in sad video. Let's talk about the shooting that happened in Maryland. And last but not least, Tiana and her song Three Way.
Tiana and her song Three Way. Now, that sounds like a whole show by itself. I want to know who Tiana is and what she's talking about three-way. Maybe she's talking about something I'm not thinking about. Maybe I'm just dirty right now, and I'm just filthy. Look, they broke my
arm. I was thinking the same shit she was thinking. Three-way, what?
Hey, I got coming for y'all. Come on, y'all. Let them marinate on that one. We gonna come back. That's gonna be my last one. Y'all gonna be like, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Three way, y'all.
It wasn't
let's
me.
Get through some of this. let's get through some of this breather music. This is all gonna be music to help you woo stop. You hear the cuss words, say them out loud. They will help you feel good. But I'm gonna try to keep it, you know, a little different. Usually I give y'all stuff that you can with, but now tonight I'm trying to make y'all have that inspirational feeling. You know what I mean? Where I had your ass in the back singing like Mariah. I'm just saying, Fifth Harmony with a little Fifth of Hennessy, this is like Mariah in the Harmony Cafe. We full staff tonight. E-Monster, Unbelievable, and the Ambassador, Jazzy B. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, stop.
My heart on fire when you touch my body, got me singing. T-Raw on fire. If you're looking for that fly love, I'm your number one supplier. Wanna try it, buy it. You wanna ride with the hottest in the city. Set your heart on fire. Yeah, I do it. Ain't nothing to it. If you with it, I know she with it. So come and do it. Got that pretty. You're so sedity like Aaliyah, Mariah Carey. You stay winning. Ha. Top down riding, I'm Big Papa. She love when I fly it. Lambo pilot, hop inside it. Sit on my lap, angel body. I'm a king, need a goddess. Gotta love it.
Your love can take me higher. You set my heart on fire. When it touched my body, got me singing like Mariah.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Comic Cafe, helping you get your woosah on. This is one of my new favorites. It's called Jealousy. Bree Stevens, I believe that's how you say her name. Check it out. Let her know if you know her. You heard it on Monsters Radio Live.
I hear that you get them calls on your phone. Say to leave me alone. They be checking on my Twitter, think they know me to go. Every ancient post and they think that it's you. They don't know about the shit that we do. Crazy. You know you drive me crazy. Here we go all night, babe. Fuck what they be saying, I swear. Never let them niggas come between. Oh, where we go? Is you with me or you not? Oh, I don't listen to what them people say. They don't know about you and me. Put it out your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know about us, babe. I'm fucking around, that I can't settle down. Say I'm heartbroken, bitter, they don't know what we found. But every time I go out, swear I be drunk. They don't know about the shit we be on. You know I'm fucking crazy.
Play with niggas. So why the hell you think I'm playing with you? Got the world, I'ma change it with you. It's a good reason why I'm staying with you. Yeah, my mama love you, but these hoes don't. Cause they always tell you what your bros don't. That shit gon' leave your ass when you know I won't. No, I won't like, baby. I ain't even gotta say it. Why you care what they saying? That's bad vibes, just saying. And I don't need that one. I'm laying whole way. Chill, baby, I'm just playing. You can't trust everybody, baby. Keep them guessing, waiting till I leak a statement. They just want attention, I ain't trying to pay.
But I'm just saying. What them people say. They don't know about you and me. Put it out your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know about us, babe. But don't listen to what them people say. They don't know about you and me. Put it out your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know about us, babe.
Yeah. Karma Cafe. So, all right, we're going to bring it back. Let's go ahead and jump into monstrous weather report.
You said that song called what?
Jealousy.
Nigga, that was John B. Stop playing. They don't know.
Right.
That's what that was.
Right. Yep. and they took the part from the hook where they be like,
she just changed the name and added a word on the end of the hook. That's it. She took "They Don't Know About This Here" and put "They Don't Know About Us." They don't know about this here.
Right. I bet you there's some youngins out there like, "Mama, Mama, how come you know this song? This is something, girl or child, this song ain't brand new." You did. And
you was almost made on that one, fuck you.
A lot of the hits today are really remakes of some other songs. Just the younger crowd, they don't know because they don't know the other songs.
I always say that.
You did.
My daughter told me, "Mama, you just old school." I said, "Oh, what? Girl, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit." Oh, nothing. Everything y'all trying to do, we already did. Fuck out of here.
Absolutely.
Right.
Girl, they just recycled it and put it in a nice box for y'all called technology.
Real talk. Hey, well, my parents used to tell me everything cycles. Everything is a cycle. It's going to come back. I used to make fun of them. Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh, you got on bell bottoms. You used to wear bell bottoms. Look at that butterfly color. Ha, ha, ha." They'd be like, "It's going to come back." No, it ain't. And it sure did. I wonder how it's going to look when they come back around again. But, yeah, everything is definitely
a
cycle.
Skinny jeans?
This shit new. Nah, nigga, this a remake.
Yeah.
A remake.
Right.
Short remake.
Okay.
That's why that when they came out with that dance called The Running Man, and I was like, that is not The Running Man. What are y'all? That is not it. You know what The Running Man is?
Yeah. They just switch it up a little bit, you know, give it a different name. And give it a name that they can relate to and change it up. Let's go ahead and jump into our weather report so we can get that out the way. So, all right, what's the weather like in all of our monstrous hot spots there, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, so Minneapolis is hot. We are sitting at 87, but it feels like 91 at 8 o'clock at night. Still sitting hot. In London, it is 66. In Paris, it's 73. And Jazzy, where my girl's at, is it raining now? Because they keep saying 84 with thunderstorms. Is it raining?
Man, it's been, listen. Georgia got this bullshit ass weather, y'all. I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all right now. I don't fucking like Georgia weather. A motherfucking tree fell on my fucking house last night because of this fucking bipolar ass Georgia weather.
Ooh.
Not the new house.
Not the
new
one.
The new house.
Oh.
I can't even fucking go out my back door. And the crazy shit is the tree is so big the motherfucker fell from two houses over.
Oh.
Whoa.
That part.
Okay. She said that part. Oof. Well, at least you're okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to look at the brighter side. At least you're okay. Did you have to call Geico or somebody?
I call my janky ass landlord, you know. How that be?
What they say?
He came out. I haven't talked, bruh. Listen, I'm just gonna have a whole bent session right quick. We still on the weather. It is rainy down the motherfucker down this bitch. God damn it.
Well, hold on a second. We still got more breather to do. Matter of fact, we got one to go, and then we're going to come back and we're going to see what's going on. So, all right, check it out. Hopefully, this one will help. this for a while was my favorite Wu-Sau song, because it's by Future. So I'm saying we look into the future. The song is called Fresh Air, and sometimes that's what we need, some fresh air.
Well, this Moscato's helping me tonight, right now. This Moscato's fresh for me right now. Fresh air.
Oh, Moscato got you.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes, sir. But yeah.
Where the weed got me.
The real fresh air. Thanks, fresh air. Wow.
I'm subject for
Let's
drug
go,
testing.
Yeah.
I can't do that right now.
Never broke place up, don't forget y'all had that. Come on. Been like Janet Jackson said, it's all for you. Never chop, put a navigation when I'm looking for I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Safety, yeah. Tell me what the security is. Moving up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible to do these drugs and fall in love?
I'm a deep fresh air. I'm a deep fresh air. At the backyard looking sexy. Stretch out Cardin, our child. Don't let y'all dreams go to waste. I'll be right back on my autopilot for the week. Hold up. Bad, bad, but you looking better every week. I'm a deep fresh air.
Need some fresh air is what we need. Damn.
Ugh.
Oh, wait, we gotta go back on mute. Wait, hold on. My bad. Sing it, player. Don't stop now. Oh, there you go. All right. So we're back. So, all right, where was we at? I know Jazzy was venting about Georgia Weather. She's very upset at this moment. So, I mean, was you going to break some more stuff down there for us? Give us some more woosah?
I was really, really about to just go in real quick, but I hit this blunt and decided not to do it.
Look, woosah, that's cool, though. Hey, if that's what it takes, you know what I mean? A little bit of fresh air.
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, as long as you're not tense no more, that's the mission.
No, oh, no, I'm still, You know how the airy shit go? You know how the airy shit go.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, I'll be on, pray for me. God damn it. I'm trying to keep my composure. I'm trying not to lose my motherfucking mind right now.
Right.
I don't
want
to catch no
charges
or nothing. I don't want to look. I don't want to catch no charges.
Ain't got nobody with no immediate bail money. Might be sitting there for 2 days.
About a week. What are you talking about? I'm going to go crazy.
So let's see. Yeah, I was going to bring up something because Ani said that there was something that made me think of something. But I guess we can go ahead and jump into the entertainment news because I'm pretty sure we're going to take a hot little minute on this because I got to see what the hell R. Kelly done did now. That she said, his wife said abuse. I mean, is this like sexual abuse? Because every time I think of R. Kelly, that's all I think about. It is.
You think of sex.
Did he pee on somebody
else?
Yeah. Is it something else? Or, you know. But something you had said, you said they say, like, you know, you're still upset, but, you know, you're relaxed now. And, you know, that's kind of a funny thing to me because, I mean, can you really take somebody serious who says they're mad at you and they're sitting there smoking a blunt?
No,
they
know, but
you know how
Aries rage is, though. Like, I really, 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 really got to keep this shit under wraps. Like, I'm talking about, like, for real. That's why I called in the video. I was like, okay, today's, today's Karma Cafe. Like, let me go. Dude. I'm like,
right.
I'm laying in the dark in the radio. Like, it is so serious.
I believe you, because I know when Aries get mad, man, it'll start to feel good, and that rage just grows and grows.
Woo, boy!
Grows. Oh.
But I walked around. Like, builds on it. Every situation builds on it.
Yes.
If someone says something wrong to you, you still at it. You like, oh. You be like, right now is not a good time, and they didn't hear you say,
yes.
Right now is not a good time.
And even
and
if they
wanna
hear you, they still just give me some fucking space. I'm about to explode. Please just go away.
Hey, look. Mm-hmm. All right, before we get into the who's bumping who, here's a tell me if I'm wrong. But this right here is an Aries when they're angry situation. The other person, I can see you're having a bad day. The Aries.
Oh.
Then why are you fucking with me then?
Why?
The other person. Well, I was just trying to check on you to make sure you was all right. The Aries. But couldn't you see I was having a bad day? The other person, yeah, that's why I was checking on you. The Aries, then you shouldn't have been fucking with me because you can tell I'm having a bad day. Now get from around me. You did?
Right.
Hey, that's just the Aries. That's just how Aries get it in. I don't know what it is,
listen,
but that's just how it goes. Am
no
I wrong?
Lie. You ain't
wrong.
You dead ass right. Listen, I walked around a high school track about 10 times today. That is how mad I was.
Yeah.
Like, as a matter of fact, I walked, like, two blocks and then walked around the track that many times.
I was shaking and everything,
like shaking, tears rolling down my face, just, like,
right.
You know that anger where you want to grab your hair and pull your own hair out. That kind of anger.
I might be pinching scalp. I might be pinching scalp, giving myself a little scalp massage. I could try to pull some hair out. No, it won't work. I ain't got no hair.
Yeah.
I try.
It's just that anger where you want to feel pain to take this anger away, because if you don't feel no pain, you're going to go crazy because of the pain inside you.
I swear, I just told my little sister to come over here. I'm like, because she do piercings. My little sister KK do piercings. So I'm like, bro, come over here. I told her to come over here. I'm like, I'm finna get two piercings done in my ear. I'm finna get both my nipples done. So I just, like, I can't get no tattoo right now. And she do piercings, so this is going to be my next.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. Whew.
Yeah, that'll release some stress.
I don't want to punch no walls. I don't want to punch no walls in my, no holes in my beautiful house walls.
Right, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Right. So but I'm glad you said that, you know, you went for a walk, because, you know, that's a good discussion to talk about on the Comic Cafe. I mean, what do people do? What do you do when you get upset to go release the stress? You know, because now today, that's where
walk
a lot of people get into altercations, because they don't know how to release that stress. They get upset with somebody, blah, blah, blah. They don't know how to go walk it off, and it exchange words, and it may escalate into something else. So, I mean, what do people really do nowadays to relieve this? But before we talk about any of that stuff, let's go ahead and jump into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We're a little behind time on that, so let's go ahead and jump into that and see what's going on in this gossip lifestyle. I'm just gonna call it out. We're gonna start out with R. Kelly, because that's what I want to know. I'm noise as it feel. Come on, Miss Unbelievable. Lay it on us. What's going on in this who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle?
Okay, so R. Kelly's ex-wife shares brutal details about his abuse, and she says he's definitely a monster. So R. Kelly and his wife is continuing to open up about the abuse that occurred during their marriage. Calling the R&B singer a monster, Andrea Kelly is sharing more of her brutal details from her years with the Ignition singer in an interview with Inside Edition. She recalls her Chicago home becoming a prison from her marriage from him from 1996 to 2009. She says she often spent the years being married to him in tears. He bought this big mansion, but the mansion became a prison. Kelly has refrained from speaking out publicly about the abuse in their relationship for years, despite mounting allegations of sexual coercion, misconduct, and abuse against her husband. But she says that several women who have come forward in recent months have inspired to speak her own truth. In an interview, she dove in about specifics, including that the fact that she could not leave her home without permission, what he's doing now, that she had to call him daddy. She recalled that her ex-husband hog-tied her to the bed and was tied up and left on the side of the bed, and he went to sleep. She opened up about her abuse in an interview. She finally walked away, calling the domestic abuse hotline, saying that he is crazy and that she's been fighting her tears. She's been sick, and she's now recovering from the abuse that happened to her. She's strong enough to say that he is a monster, and the campaign against him is not a public lynching. He is a monster.
Wow.
Can I say something?
Come on.
Come on.
don't be fucking understanding this shit. Like, bruh. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Like, I'm trying to let my mind process everything that you just said. Me being a woman, for one. First of all, goddamn. R. Kelly, what the fuck is wrong with you? If this is true, what is wrong with you? You need to get some help, sir. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
How do you let this happen to yourself? Like, I must be crazy. I wish a nigga motherfucking would. Bro, I'll tie your ass up. Fuck out of here. How the fuck is you finna hog tie me to the motherfucking bed? That you let him do the shit? What? Hmm. What his bodyguard tells you now? I need to know. Like, detail. Like, I need to interview her, ma'am. Can you, if you were ever here, this interview? Can I interview you? I have some questions. They're gonna be a little, because I need to. What kind of weak-minded bitch? What the fuck?
All right, we'll get
I'm
back.
Sorry. Okay, I'm sympathetic to abuse and everything. I have been in an abusive relationship. I have lived this fucking life, but some shit I just don't fucking understand. God damn.
All right. Well, hey, well, we'll come back to the comment stuff a little bit later when we're done with the rest of the what you call it. It's because we still got to get through the other parts before we run out of time.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry.
Did that one. What else we got?
I just.
It's all right.
Okay, so the slang rapper, he did a video with an ex. I just saw him XXX and the other lane. He did a video called Sad. One day after 8,000 people attended the rapper's open casket memorial at Florida Panther Stadium, they played the video Sad, which was released. 20-year-old wrote and directed the video Sad, which shows him attending his own funeral and finding his own resurrected self. A message at the end of the video reads, "You have done well battling yourself."
Let me show you what this sound like to me. I can't do this on air. Because this goes about some more of that stuff I was telling you that I was studying that time, E-Monsters.
All right, we'll just leave it alone. Okay. Was there any more commentary on that article there? Was there anything else in there?
No. That was all with that one.
Right. Okay. That is kind of deep, though, especially when you hear about artists when they do things like as if make the videos and then they end up passing. Say like when him, when Tupac. I even think Big got some songs talking about, you know, after he got something happened to him and he passed, some things like that. So I know I ain't finna make no songs about me passing. It's starting to seem like a curse or something like that. But yeah. Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
Ooh.
For someone to predict their own, but you know what? People know when they're living a lifestyle that is not conducive or healthy. So they know exactly where they're going to be. But did he think that he was going to get robbed like that? I'm pretty sure not. But did I think he was probably in his mind unhealthy by the way that he lived? Yeah.
Right. And you know what? Actually, I know somebody who lives in Florida that's not too far from that area, and they said they wasn't surprised. They said that's just Florida mannerism down there. People just rob people left and right, people they don't know. They just see you with cash or see you something. He said they probably just seen them as some dude with a nice-ass whip, blah, 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 had to have something. It's really like that? He said, yeah, it's really like that down here. So, and then some other people had some other speculations about a girlfriend he had, something about an eye. So they thought maybe it was, you know, maybe somebody from her camp came and retaliated. There's all kinds of things that circulating about it. But apparently they got the guys on camera. They know who followed them outside and, you know, did all this other stuff. So, you know, we'll see what comes out from it. I really don't watch the news press too much, but, you know, some way or another, we're going to have to find out what's the truth on what really, really happened.
Well, yeah, they said they caught the guy who did it because he was boasting on Facebook about stealing, you know, robbing him. So what more is left to be said than I took your money and I took your vehicle and I robbed you? That's
right. He's saying, I want to go to prison. That's what he was saying. But all right. So what else we got? Let's see. Yeah. What else
all
we
right.
Got?
So we had the shooting in Maryland and Annapolis newsroom shooting these 5 people dead. Suspect in custody, official says. At least 5 people were killed, at least 2 others injured during a shooting described as a targeted attack on the Capitol Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. Local officials said in one of the deadliest attacks involving journalism in U.S. history. An unidentified suspect is in custody. During an interview, the deputy says that it's a white male in his late 30s who lives in Maryland. They said he entered the building on Begate Road with a shotgun, and he looked at his victims as he walked through the lower level. Authorities are working to notify family members of those who were killed, adding the injuries to the list. At least 2 people were wounded from superficial and possibly from glass from the shotgun blast. So be in prayer for the people in Maryland.
Wow. That's crazy. My bad. You caught me just as I stuck some food in my mouth. My bad.
So, yeah. So just, you know, once again, our white guys, you know, our white counterparts shooting up places when they not happy. All right. So, last but not least, 3-way confirmed. Tiana says she shared Iman's pipe with another woman in the bedroom. Tiana Taylor's track 3-way isn't just a song, it's the truth. As we previously reported, Tiana dropped her highly anticipated EP, Keep That Same Energy, and on it there's a song titled 3-way about the obvious a mariage between her husband and another woman. After Tiana asked both to cast the leading lady for the upcoming track visual, she said, shooting my video, the 3-way, very soon. Who would y'all like to see as my leading lady? Make it good. She also confirmed that the track isn't just a work of fiction, that there's one lucky lady that's gotten a good at Iman's colossal cavalier's crotch. Iman, 3-way with Tiana and Iman has been lucky, and they want names to see who the lucky girl was that shared the bed with Tiana Taylor and Mr. Stumpert.
Well, damn. I want to know, too. I mean, damn, she made a whole song about it. It must have been a hell of a night. Well, that was going, one hell of a night. Dun, 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 dun. Let me stop because my age is starting to show. Wow. Okay. That's different. I mean, well, it's got my attention, if nothing else. A woman singing a song about a 3-way with her husband. Did she say she was putting a lady in the video? Did you say that?
Oh, yeah. She's putting a lady in the video.
Mm-hmm. She's putting a lady in the video. That's a bad problem.
Right? Well, it's a three-way. It's a three-way. I mean, we're talking about Tiana. You know, Tiana Taylor. I'm not surprised. Hmm. One bit. Not at all. Not at all.
I know we have some Tiana Taylor music in here. I can't find it, but okay. Okay, we still going to make it do what it do.
So they was like, could you, she was like, the bedroom has to stay spicy, so if my man asks for it, then I'm going to give it to him, you know. But okay, she wanted it too. If y'all all agreeing up on the three-way with the two ladies and the man, all right, go ahead.
Right. I know y'all like, what's he doing this? Sorry, that's one of them things where your mind just be going, but you don't actually say shit because, you know, you can't spit out what you're thinking, because I'm thinking in my head, you know what? That really sucks. I hope it was a bad experience. Yes, I'm hating because nothing like that has ever happened to me. So, I don't know what to say. I can't relate.
It must be good if she's doing a video about it. It had to have been excellent if she wrote a song about it. I wrote a song about it. Here it is. Let me go. You know, if she wrote a song about it, here it goes. Hey, and if she's doing a video, it had to have been one hell of a night, okay? If she wrote a song about it, I wrote a song about it. Here it is. Let's go.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying, what if it's Cardi B in the video? Look, I'm just starting rumors. I'm causing problems. I'm causing problems.
I don't think, hey, I wouldn't put no sass Cardi. But, you know, she may be married now and may not indulge in those things anymore. You know. But don't be surprised.
Right. Her and her. I don't know how she's doing that. She's killing
okay.
me.
Yeah. Ow. That's easy. Oh, yeah. You know, it's unbelievable.
Right.
I did that.
Ow. So, all right. We got anything else?
Oh, yes. One more. Do you guys remember about Fabulous? Beating up on his girl, Emily B.
Yeah,
well, he will not be seeing. She got some brand new teeth. Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. He will not be getting any jail time. He pleaded guilty to a lesser charge, and instead of prison time, he will be sentenced to a pretrial intervention, a diversion program for first-time offenders that lasts from 6 months to a few years. If Fab successfully completes it, his charges could be wiped away from his record. We reached out to the prosecutor's office. Fabulous, dressed in red and blue tracksuit, said nothing during the five-minute judge's decision. So he pleads to a lesser charge, won't see any jail time. He cannot, Emily B. did not attend the hearing. He was charged with aggravated domestic assault and terroristic threat. However, both he and Emily have since reconciled and even accompanied her man to one of his court dates for allegedly battering her. There's also been several loved up shots of them and her family on social media. The father of two is due back in court in a month.
All these damn domestic charts. What the fuck is going on?
Well, all I can say is money. That's all I can say. All right, that's all I can say, because if his name was a little lesser on the charge, like, we'll say, what's the name? Say his name was Frederick from down the block. It is Freddie. Freddie, he wasn't Fabulous. His name was Freddie. His ass been doing it at least a year or a little bit more, a year or like 4 days for some, going through some shit like that. But he ain't going to do no time because of the money. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. It's the Monday.
Yeah. Money Salt, we know that.
Yeah. Money Salt and judges, especially if the judge see her still with, that's something the judge, hey, then what he did to you, basically, you're condoning it. You know, you're back
hell,
with
don't
him.
Matter.
So
we know judges can be bought to him.
Yeah, how can I even take you serious, young lady? Like, give me that money,
tell you this,
I'll get you off.
Right, because I tell you this, if that was Fred or Freddie from down the block, it wouldn't have mattered. She could have shown that. She still would have gave his ass
hell
a year and
four
days. It don't matter. She could call
that's
in. It. She could have shown him something. He didn't do
right.
it. I lied. No, we don't get no damn. The motherfucking county is picking up the charge. Little Freddie.
Yeah, Frederica
going
is
away,
going. Frederica. Frederica. See you later, Frederica. I'll holler at you when you get back out. Got you, Frederica.
So, all right. So that's our ENT news. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
That's it. That's it, down low.
All right. All right. So, hey, I got one more breather for y'all, and then we're going to come back and we'll see what we're going to do to jump up out of here. So check it out. This right here goes out to me. Hey, here's what it is. Sometimes you got to take care of yourself on a comic cafe. So this one goes out to me and all the other DJs around the world. This is Fat Talk. It's called My DJ.
DJ E Monster. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay. To the club up, no replay. With that trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. She gon' shake it for the DJ. Press it open for the DJ. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay. To the club up, no replay. With that trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Yeah, nigga, that's my DJ. Ain't no play around with my DJ. Bitch, shake your shit with my DJ. He might not make it to the ER. Nigga had to shut down the freeway. How the fuck a nigga say it made me? How the fuck a nigga say it made me? I don't give a fuck if you don't like it. Fuck the bullshit, it's a crisis. All you do is shuffle, you on DJ. Been breaking shit with my DJ. Now all these hoes with my DJ. So she gon' throw that ass on replay. She gon' be a thot for the DJ. Just to get a nigga on replay. We gon' take her straight to the back. Run a little bit like a relay. She gon' shake it for the DJ. Press it open for the DJ. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay. To the club up, no replay. With that trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Yeah, nigga, that's my DJ. She gon' shake it for the DJ. Press it open for the DJ. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay. To the club up, no replay. With that trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Yeah, nigga, that's my DJ.
Shake it, bring it back.
Second verse sound like a strip club. Money kinda sound when you're backing up. Do you know how to sign it to the club up? How she throw that ass, she might just to the club up. Fuck your dance, I'ma interrupt. I'm just tryna fucking bust a little nut. Tell the DJ to light it up. Security, we don't give a fuck. All eyes on the DJ. Everybody wanna take a puff. She gon' be a thot for the DJ. Just to get a nigga on replay. We gon' take her straight to the back. Run a little bitch like a relay.
Shake it, bring it back.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay. To the club up, no replay. With the trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Yeah, nigga, that's my DJ. She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ.
Shake it, bring it back. Take it, shake it. Yeah. DJ E Monster. Minneapolis, Minnesota. check Midwest it, check Yeti. It, check it. Bring it back. Bipolarism at its finest. It is what it is. Don't judge
me. I like
me.
That song.
Pray for me. I, by a guy by the name of Fat Talk, and that's called my DJ.
Fat Talk.
Yeah.
You said Fat Talk.
All right, y'all. Karma Cafe. We done made it through another one. Wu-Shang, nobody got 30 days. I think Jazzy almost got 6 to 7 days, but I think she made it through.
Woo,
it.
Boy. She, nah. Ain't no days. Ain't no days. Ain't no days.
So anything y'all want to touch on the way up out of here?
Evidence is proving guilty to get days.
Mm-hmm. So we got anything we want to touch on our way about? Whether it be through the entertainment news or anything else?
I'm still blown away about R. Kelly. That is just like...
Well,
tragic.
I think, I think when it comes to artists, and I think these are some things that whether it's a man trying to date a woman artist or a woman trying to date a man artist, you kind of got to watch their patterns, because you got to remember, before they got all that famous and all that popularity and that hit track, everything, they was just a normal person, just like you and me. Now, they went through problems like you and me. How they handle them is different. Mm-hmm. Only thing is, once you start to get a lot of money, them bad characteristics start to get emphasized. The more men, the more little asshole he was in, he opens up to a big old asshole after a while. Get it? So now that he got all that money, all that fame, the royalties coming in, guaranteed money.
I just want to know how she stayed. Like, you were forced to stay. Like, I need this visual. I really would love to interview him. No lie.
Right. I feel you.
I don't think he will tell the truth, though. I don't think that he will really deep down and dig into his stuff, because I don't really think he thinks anything is wrong with what he's doing.
Who would admit this?
I don't think he's... I mean, because his whole team has quit, his lawyers, his accountants, everyone has quit on him. I don't think he really has stepped out and said, I did something wrong. He does not believe he's doing anything wrong. So I don't even think you interview him, he'll tell the truth. Or if he admit it, I don't think there'll be any remorse.
I don't think there'll be no remorse either. But I want to interview her. I need her side. I would love to hear his side, but I need to talk to her.
You know what I think she
may
say?
Her mind frame was. What you think she's gonna say?
I think she probably would say, because it sounds like situation, and I don't mean it applies, but it sounds like it would fit the situation. I think she may have stayed in the beginning because of his stardom, you know what I mean?
Right.
They may have caused her to fall in love, you know, how people fall in love until they get fed up with so much abuse. It's almost like a Tina. I mean, she was a star, he wasn't, but what made her stay?
Right.
You know what I mean? It could have been something like that. But yeah, that is a tragic case, and yeah, what would make somebody stay after, you know what I mean, being hogtied? That would be an interesting question to ask her. You know what I mean? What made you stay after that? Maybe I should try to pull some strings and see if I can get her.
But check it out.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't start off as something crazy. Maybe she made a hogtie for some kinky, and then it went too far.
I mean,
first of all, because
he left her. Kinky or not, you was not finna hog tie me. I don't even trust you enough to.
But she did. She trusted him enough to say, "Hey, if I do this, you ain't gonna let me go." So I think the part that became abusive when he just fell asleep and didn't untie her. But you know that to be hog tied, you know, up on your bed. Y'all doing some kinky stuff. Come on now. But now to leave me, right. It went from kinky to just abuse.
I ain't that much love in the world. For me.
And I mean, it may not have been a situation where she granted him permission. I mean, we're all speaking theories here, so people out there don't think that what we're saying is the story.
Right.
No, we're just trying to generalize and rationalize where the mind state may have been at. You know what I mean? But she may not have said, okay, you can tie me up. I mean, let's keep it 100 now. The laws of nature. That's a man. That's a woman. By nature, natural laws, he should be able to overpower her. And sometimes people forget when you in them big-ass mansions, it's a little distance from the yelling room. You dig? Ain't like you in, you know what I mean, some little-ass house, and you yell, the neighbor can hear you. The people across the street can hear you. You're close. But when you inside a big-ass mansion, and you on, what, 2-3 acres of land, can't nobody hear you.
They can't hear me.
Can't nobody hear that.
I'll run from
that?
The distance, football tackle the fuck out of you. Boom!
But it's all about trust, though. It's about trust. Hey. But if you know, like, if you know that he's doing things that is abusive or have abusive thoughts, you got to second guess the things that you're going to allow yourself to do, married or not. If you knew that he was abusing you, of course, don't get hog tied. But there's something in you that said, this may be fun. Let me give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So there's some things in there where
I understand all that. I understand that.
Oh, I love you.
I can see that.
Let's go. Yeah.
Listen.
But some of this other stuff that he's been accused
of. I guess I'm just fucked up in the head because I'm never going to trust nobody that much. Because my mind always goes to some extra shit. Like, I ain't even going to say my mind be playing tricks on me because, shit, I be really knowing the real. Like, motherfuckers be fucked up.
Right.
Like,
real talk.
And try to use shit against you, like, for real. Like, ain't no way in fucking hell.
It's definitely a trust factor. It's definitely a trust factor, but oh my God, is it fun?
I'm
gonna leave it at that.
Well, I swear, I don't even trust my mama enough to hog tie me. I am not playing. And she gave birth to me. I am the reason. The reason I'm here. I don't trust her enough to let her hog tie me. I'm so for real. If we was playing a game and $1 million was at cost and they like, she got a tie hog tie, you hot, what? No, mom. We going home empty handed, man. You was not finna hog tie me, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll have $1 million. I'll share it with you.
I'm sorry. You can't. I'm not even saying let you tie me up with no string or nothing. Like, no, I'm not. I got issues.
No, we're not going to do that.
Absolutely.
So we did push over the time at Comic Cafe, so we are at the end of the show. Don't forget, people out there, if you're out there and you tired of going places and people got on the same thing you got on, connect with us at Monster Gear. We can definitely get you something that's custom made to your liking. You got something that you like, you want to see it on your clothes, you want your initials, something like that, let us know. You can contact Sirius Radio and we'll definitely get a representative from Monster Gear to contact you. Contact us at monsterusradio@gmail.com and we'll definitely have somebody get back to you on the hop. So, any last words before we get up out of here, Jazzy?
Oh, yes. I got to do this very, very important shout out. I talked to my homie in London just a few minutes ago. While we was on the radio, he called me. I talked to him. I got to call him back after we get off, and he told me to make sure I shout out everybody in London. So, I got to do that. Shout out to everybody in London. wherever you are in one of the shots you're out right now.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, London was good. Hey, I'm going to be over there soon, so connect with me. Let's take a picture. I'm just saying, we'll promote it like ever. Like forever, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a little excited about this trip. So, let's see. What do you got for us, Miss Unbelievable? Any last words from you on our way up out of here?
Shout out to my editor. Can't wait for my book to drop so soon. So, yeah. Having a blast writing.
Okay. There it is. So, all right, y'all. You know how I do it. I'm pretty sure there's some event going on somewhere, especially in the Twin Cities. I swear, every night of the week, there's something going on somewhere. Open mic, a big event, something. So I know it's lit somewhere. So if you're going out tonight, call your Uber, a Lyft, a gypsy cab, whatever you got to do. But do not go out drinking and driving. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the rating tomorrow. It's Friday Night Live. I got to get your ass ready for the weekend with some hot new music. So check it out. Here's some Woosah music. This is PNB Rock and Ty Dolla $ign. I like this one right here. It's called Hanging Up My Jersey. A guy talking about hanging up his jersey. Ladies, Woosah music. Get in.
I ain't hanging up shit.
Dude.
Absolutely not.
So shorty, will you act cause I'm around? I'm hanging on my jersey for you. When I find you, I'ma knock you down, 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 down. Right now, I'm right down my side of town. I'm high as hell, you fly as hell. You hold me down, I'ma hold you down too. I done been around the world, fucked a lot of girls. Yeah, they talk that cup and shit, but it still be with the shit. Yeah, I done been around the world, fucked a bunch of girls, but now I'm in a different space. Tell all these bitches in my face. So shorty, will you act cause I'm around?
Yeah.
I'm hanging on my jersey for you. When I find you, I'ma knock you down.
Back then, I ain't do cuffing. I was really on some savage shit. Out there looking for the baddest bitch. Once I hit it, I was dashing quick. Fucking duck, I'm out of mastered it. Now I'm feeling like I changed now. Need a girl to be my main now. So where you been? Cause I'm looking for you. Got some plans and they all for you. I got bands and they all for you. Real nigga, I'm just trying to spoil you. Yeah, I want your sex, but I know it's more to you. Fuck your ex, girl, I could do more for you. I'm so tired of chasing these hoes. Can't wait to call someone my own.